It is well to be aware when wandering about in the colonies that the brown man is not necessarily your friend. He may assure you that he is, but be assured he'll be just as happy to see you bugger off home again. He does, in fact, see you as the invader. To your face, of course, he is endlessly polite, forever shaking your hand and assuring you of his good intentions. But behind your back, of course, there are dark mutterings. And where these dark mutterings are allowed to fester, they turn into black mutiny. Be assured, this little rascal will stab you in the back as soon as look you in the eye. Now, this brings us swiftly to the Major's theory and the reason for our expedition into the interior. It was the Major's opinion that the curry, far from being the favourite dish of these brown fellows, was in fact a poisonous device intended to drive the Englishmen away. The theory being that if we couldn't eat their food, then we'd run out of rations and starve to death. They hadn't reckoned on the British stomach being case-hardened by years of poor diet. Now the poor buggers had to eat the stuff themselves and have contented themselves for revenge by beating us at cricket. Bloody unsporting, the rotters. And so, our expedition set off for the interior, and my Jove, what a brave bunch of lads. They looked splendid in their red coats, swishing through the villages. Unfortunately, within a matter of only a few hours, the whole party was completely and utterly lost. Perkins lost his hat and went mad. Fredrickson started eating his own shoes. Well, of course, this couldn't go on. But the hours turned into days, and the days turned into weeks, and the weeks turned into months, but still our brave band of adventurers soldiered on towards the interior. Unfortunately, the jungle is a bloody dangerous place for a white man, and accident after accident befell our party. Smith, for instance, was bitten in the arse by a huge poisonous bat. His testicles swelled up like carnival balloons, and the poor man ran off screaming into the jungle. We never saw him again. Then, quite suddenly, we found ourselves in the middle of an army of soldier ants on the march. It was terrifying. They were all over us, in our packs, in our food. The Major started to take potshots at them with his service pistol, but of course, it was bloody hopeless. Give it up, Major, for God's sake. You can't kill them all. There's millions of them. But of course, it tried. We ran for it in the end, but not before we'd used up all the bloody ammunition. Now we were in trouble, deep in the jungle and no bloody rations. A couple more days and the men were getting very, very edgy. It was decided that desperate measures would be taken. Mr. Humphrey, I'm afraid we're going to have to eat the regimental cat.
Not Tiddles, sir. No, I won't let you have him. You'll have to go through me first, sir.
Never fails to amaze me how attached these men get to their pets. Bloody unfortunate business. Anyway, I called over the chef to see what he could do.
You mean with a kitten, sir?
Yes, of course I mean the kitten. What else do you think I meant?
No, sir. No, there's nothing in a kitten. There's barely a mouthful in it.
Oh, that's a pity.
However, there is another big piece of meat lying down here. A big, lovely piece of meat.
You're surely not suggesting we eat one of our own?
Oh, no, sir. Not within earshot of the men, sir. No, sir. Oh, what a shame it would be if it went to waste. All that lovely, lovely meat.
I have to admit that as disgusting as I found the notion, old Humphreys didn't make a bad stew at all. I was, however, more than a little worried about Chef, who came up with that idea rather more quickly than I might have thought.
Come on, lads. I have second helpings. Would you like a leg or a breast?
I rather suspected he was developing a bit of a taste for this sort of thing, and so I decided to book him in for a very long session with a regimental surgeon if we ever got back to base camp.
Meat.
Ironically, it was the next day when we broke out of the jungle and into a clearing. And there, at last, we discovered the object of our search. A village without a cricket pavilion. Obviously, white man had not trodden this way before. And there, a restaurant. Now was the moment of truth. I stepped inside.
This looks like the place. Smells a bit rum.
Welcome, Sahib. Sit yourself down.
Thank you.
We serve the best din dalu in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, poisoning their guests and cooking the books.
Shocking.
Seldom do you see honest men like me.
Oh, quite so.
So please now order your first course and you will see.
Crikey, what a pong. Something here is wrong. Looks like a traffic accident and far too strong. What an awful place. The coin's a disgrace. This bounty ripped right through at a frightful pace. Something odd about the flavour. Something slimy in the rice. It's vicious in its colour, and I think this bloody place is full of mice. What's this horrid goo swimming in the stew? You told me to expect a bloody vindaloo. There's rat shit in the wine. It's a filthy, dirty plate. My God, I think I'm starting to hallucinate. Everybody loves a curry, but I think I've had enough. Lord knows what I'm eating, but I know that I'm feeling bloody rough.
Steaming vindaloo, made from tiger poo. Throw in a can and a rat or a poo. Boil it in a pot, spice it very hot. Stir in some chili sauce and anything you've got. Glory to can tell a difference if we make it hot enough.
But my finnafia, you'll be shitting for a year on all this stuff. Enter Sahib, have a cold beer, some papadums and a dose of diarrhea. Here's our menu. It's very new, but here we strive to entertain you. Here your goose is cooked. There your fat is fried. Nothing's overlooked until I'm satisfied. Food beyond compare, food from old Bengal. Shove it in a curry sauce and blend it all. Kidneys of a rat, liver of a cat. Stuff it full of rotting veg and this and that. Come and see our gleaming kitchen. The lavatory is occupied. Reasonable charges plus some little nan breads on the side. Charge them for the rice, extra for the lice. ₹2 for ordering the chutney twice. Have a bit of this, have some more of that. Boiled for weeks and festering with rancid fat. When it comes to curry sauces, we can cover anything. But the inside of your arse will fill is full of broken glass and you'll feel like shit until the bloody spring.
Steaming vindaloo, made from tiger poo. Throw in the cat and the rat or two. Boil it in the pot, spicy, very hot. Stir in some chili sauce and anything we got. Nobody can tell a difference if we make it hot enough.
But my friend, I fear you'll be shitting for a year on all this stuff.
I used to dream of Far Eastern food, but God Almighty, this dreadful stuff has altered my mood. Best vindaloo? Not so, I fear. This stinking stuff brings lifelong diarrhea. God, this stuff is foul. It's rotting through my bowel, and there's more protein in this bloody paper towel. What a ghastly stroke of fortune has landed me in this foul place. God knows how I'm lasted. I'm going to punch this bastard in the face.
Steaming vindaloo, made from tiger poo. Couldn't taste them up, well, if you wanted to. Hanging in your head, pepper up your ass. Feels like you're passing broken glass. Everybody loves a curry, but this stuff would kill a goat.
So instead of paying you, I'm gonna shove this bloody stew and a hand grenade or two right down your throat.